This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
And again, Boston, anything's possible. Banner number 18 has been secured. The Celtics are NBA champions.
What they gonna say now? What they gonna say now?
Jason Tatum got the richest contract in NBA history. He will become the first $70 million per year player.
Were you surprised to be left off Team USA?
For sure. I got to be more stuff to come with that. As of now, I'm not gonna comment on it.
NBA champion Jason Tatum, and you can't find minutes. Steve Kerr, that's some straight bullshit.
Bill Chisholm, the managing partner at Symphony Technology, has agreed to purchase the Boston Celtics for $6.1 billion, the largest sale for a sports franchise in North America.
I understand what this is about and what it means to the people of Boston, because I'm one of them, and I'm going to do it right.
Well, they're just one of the most talented teams that we've seen in the last few years in this league. The balance of their stars.
The 2025 NBA champions are the Boston Celtics.
People are going to say the target's on our back, but I hope it's right in our forehead and between our eyes. I hope I can see the red dot.
Holiday goes inside. Gets in. Makes it in. And the foul. Washington drives. Blocked by White. Oh, what a block from Derek White. Porzingis way outside. Knocks down another. Block by Porzingis. He's doing it all. Brown fakes. Fires up the three. Bang! Bang! Jaylen Brown knocks down the three to tie the game. Hauser. Three-pointer. It's a Celtic avalanche. Here's Pritchard. He loves these. Puts it up half court of the buzzer. Bang! Pritchard at the buzzer with a three-pointer. He's done it again.
We did it.
We did it!
WEEI Afternoons. And again, Brian Prezzocco, nice job on the montage. A little hype for Celtics Magic Sunday at the Garden, starting this postseason run toward, hopefully, Banner 19. WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 48 years, and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. Ted Johnson, how are we feeling about the Celtics as we embark on this this postseason? They're not defending a title. No one can take away the last one. They're going for a new one.
According to Jason.
Yeah. But how do we feel about the physical makeup of the team, the mindset of the team, and Joe Mazzulla, however you want to take it?
I couldn't feel better. I couldn't feel any better about this team than I feel about them right now. You know, the JB injury concerns me a little bit, but I almost think they could win it even without Jaylen Brown. I know that's going to make some people crazy to hear that, but I just think this team, the way they handled this season, it gives me confidence going into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The way they managed minutes, the way they were focused. I mean, January, February wasn't fun,
But then they kind of, it all clicked. They figured it out. It was just a very professional, mature group of guys that really developed and, you know, played really well together, right? The monkey is off their back. I feel like they're playing without any pressure. They seem looser. And then the biggest thing is Jason Tatum's playing the best basketball of his career. He's beating double teams. He's making smart decisions. He's finding his assists went up, so he's finding the open guy. I don't know how you can look at this team and feel like they're not destined to win the whole thing. I mean, I think Vegas has them as the third best odds, and that's just because like Cleveland and OKC, you know, won their conferences. But please, how you would pick against the Celtics at this point, Daniel? You're gonna have to make a strong case, because I feel like they've done everything right to set themselves up to this point to defend their title.
It was impressive. Of course, it was impressive what they did last year, putting together the roster they did and going on the run that they did. Then you see the second year where they return the same roster this season, and it kind of seemed like in December and January into February, the book was starting to get written on the Boston Celtics. It seemed like the league was kind of catching up to them. Now, they weren't tanking, but it was their version of poor play, which is win one, lose one, kind of lose a little bit of ground to Cleveland and inexplicably play bad at home. But I think what we saw over the last 2 months was a group of smart basketball players and a good coach figuring out, all right, so here's how we need to adapt to all of this. So it seems like they are playing a brand of basketball that, once again, they're just a step ahead of the game. They are either, if the starters are in or not, they're still seemingly controlling play, and I love the way that they've responded. It kind of seemed like they almost created their own adversity in the middle of the season, and they responded to it and are playing some of the best basketball we've seen.
Ted, we talked about this off-air yesterday, I believe, but I don't think we ever brought it on-air, and as we like to say, you're the only professional athlete in the room. You've had injuries. You've been around guys, shots, locker rooms. And so we hear this.
Yeah, we talked about this off.
Yeah, this Jaylen Brown thing. He's getting pain management shots. What exactly does that mean? Does that, you know, did he already get the shot and he's done with it? Is he going to get shot up for games? Are there going to be more shots coming?
I think it's a new age of shots,
yeah,
and what they're putting in the shots.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. I mean, I've been out of the game 18 years. And what they were, the cocktails they were making then when I was playing are probably different cocktails.
Yeah.
I don't think he's literally shooting, because the pain is so much in practice that he's going to shoot up to get through a practice or to get through a regular season game that doesn't mean anything. My feeling is there's a wee bit of embellishment about. I don't think these shots are, you know, my guess is there's something that are simple with a simple kind of cocktail that is pretty harmless.
Yep.
Or else he wouldn't be practicing. If it was really serious, he wouldn't be practicing. So I'm not that concerned about it. I'm really not. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay, I like that. And I will say, we had Porzingis the other day saying he looks better. He had been critical of JB. Now he says he looks better. When you say they can win without JB, does that mean Porzingis has to be good wire to wire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm saying I think they could win it. I think they could win it with a healthy Porzingis. If you just say JB doesn't play in playoffs, but Porzingis is healthy for every game, I still think they could win the whole thing.
So you also are a guy that, and I know that
I'm a huge fan of Porzingis, if you didn't know that.
No, I know that. You're also a huge fan of defense, scrappy, sure, athletic, yep, and OKC certainly has some of that. But their first-round opponent here, the Magic, yep, also has some of that. Do you? Because I've heard a lot of very, coming out of my mouth and others, dismissive, yeah, Celtics in four. Oh, maybe the Magic get one. But Dan Ball put a lot of dork stats in. If you want to read any of them, basically they play their ass off on defense. They're not going to let you shoot threes. They might keep you below 100 points. That's what the Magic are going to try to do.
They're not going to score over 100 points, though, right, Dan?
That is true,
no,
too.
No, yeah, they've been held under 100 more than any other team 28 times, 4-24 in those games. They're what I would describe as low event. Don't score, don't get scored on.
But technically, if they held you to like 93 and they get 94, 95, like they can win by both teams being below 100. But are we disrespecting the defensive energy and effort of the Magic?
No. Look, they have great perimeter defense, but we have such a good system to get open shots on the three-point line. Our pick and roll, our high screens, our pick and pops are as good as anywhere. So, look, I mean, it's if you just want to look at it just
both teams, how they shoot the threes and how they defend the threes, like they're the worst team in the NBA in 3-point percentage. The Celtics are the highest volume shooting three. So they, you know, put it this way, Orlando Magic average, you know, 5 to 8 threes a night. The Celtics average 17.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math. Like it's a math. It comes down to like it shouldn't even be close. I can't even see this series going to 5 games. I really can't. I feel like it's a sweep.
Wow.
Too much time at NBC Sports Boston. That's what that is. That's a green teamer. They're rubbing. They're like, look, hey, Scal, let's rub backs together.
Yeah. No. And you talk about defense. Look, and partly why I'm so high on Porzingis, especially if against Cleveland and OKC, is give me Porzingis' interior defense all day.
Mm-hmm.
His interior defense is unmatched. And I think, you know, they have bigs for Orlando that Porzingis will match up perfectly with those guys.
So other than – and Dan Ball, I want you to contribute on this as well, because the simple answer is JB. Oh, my God, we see him. I said this to Dan earlier, like, because Scal, when I asked him about JB, he's like, I don't know, I'll tell you when I see him on Sunday. Like, does he look explosive? Does he look athletic? Yeah. We could all have a collective 4 o'clock, we've watched 10 minutes, and like, guys, where's where's JB? That doesn't really look. Other than that,
Payne's not being managed very well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Other than that, though, is there a fear? Like, isn't the only fear injury?
That's it. Like, I mean, try and make an argument for, you know, if they're healthy. Try and make an argument that would suggest the Celtics don't win it.
You can't, because even Scal says, "Oh, might there be a game where their perimeter defense we have a bad shooting night? Pritchard goes 1 of 9, Tatum goes 2 of 12, and all of a sudden you lose." Yeah, one.
Right.
You got to win 4 to win a series. So it's in football, give them a chance. In the Olympics, right? If you were the miracle, you could say 9 times out of 10 they beat. Like, no, it's basketball. That's the beauty and or whatever, depending on how you feel of a series. They have to do it 4 times, and I could not. That would be one of the great. That might get the Bruins off the hook. That might get the Bruins off the hook from a couple of years ago when they gagged it away to the Panthers.
Yeah.
If they lost this series, this would. So maybe the Bruins are rooting for the Celtics to lose. Get off the hook there.
I could see, in some regards, this series kind of maybe being like the Pacers series last year.
Oh,
where they
a tough sweep?
Right. They won it 4, but they won by 4 games. They beat the Pacers and by a combined 27 points.
Right, yeah.
That's not a whole lot. And one of the games was overtime.
I do think Orlando will make them work for it. To your point about that, and I don't have too much more behind that, but based on the way that they're constructed, I just wanted to throw that in and agree that it seems like they're going to work hard on both sides of the ball, and they're going to force you won't just be able to mail in a sweep against them. To your point,
I don't think you'll be able to mail it in, but I do think there will be games where JB can rest in the fourth quarter, you've got a 17-point lead, and you're like, okay, we're going to need some of those bullets down the road against the Knicks or the Cavs. Because I can't envision, and I know the numbers, they're 2-1, and Missoula's 2-6, I think, against the Magic.
Yeah.
I just
in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I don't.
That means nothing.
It really does mean nothing. And this year means absolutely nothing, because
The
two losses,
the lineups.
Tatum didn't play,
right.
All the starters didn't play, and one of them it was nothing.
And one thing that'll help JB is this team probably, and Scal even said, didn't even hesitate. He goes, they'll go 9 deep.
Right.
I mean, they have, you know, look, the 9th guy on the bench is Luke Kornet. And listen to Jason Tatum talk about Luke Kornet.
Oh, that's his boy now.
Loves Luke. Like, so this
throws
team,
lobs to him nonstop.
This team has no problem going 9 deep. And that's going to give, you know, that's going to spell the stars, and that's going to help them in a long, you know, 3 series, you know, three series to get to the finals. That's going to help them.
I did say to Dan Ball, though, proving yet again that I'm never happy, and you know that. You've worked with me long enough now to know that I'm never happy.
Yeah.
If this game had been scheduled for like 8 o'clock, I'd be like, why is this so late? I don't want to stay up on a Sunday night. Now they put it at 3:30 on a Sunday afternoon when it's supposed to be like 80 degrees out. I'm like, I kind of want to go out and do stuff. Can you bump the game back till tonight when I'm back in? But the Celtics are going to sweep the Magic. I think we've come to that consensus here on WEEI Afternoons. But it all starts on Sunday. And the one thing we all will be watching is Jaylen Brown. Probably, if they're smart on the broadcast, they will have a camera on him the entire shoot-around when he walks out the lot. Is he limping? Is there something on the knee? Is it this? Is it that? And then hopefully by midway through the first quarter, we'll be like, he looks good enough to me.
I'm just curious to watch. Is he going to make this a story? I don't think the other players want this to be
the dominating story through this playoff.
Well, and it became a story, and then they put the story to bed. We've talked about, oh, he was going for 65 games. Why is he out there? He's playing 22 minutes. He looks awful. He shouldn't be out there.
He went to bed because he stopped playing. Now he's going to start playing again.
Correct. So. But he got the pain management shots, and if we're going to believe the one source we really have, I think the only person that's really kind of put something on the table was Porzingis, said he looks good.
Why? You don't think Scala was declarative in what he said to you guys?
No, he kind of covered all his bases. He's like, you know the tarp they put on Fenway Park to cover the whole field? Scal kind of did that. Like, he could be good. He could be bad. I'll wait till I see it. But we will all see on Sunday, Celtics Magic at the Garden. The pursuit of Banner 19 will be underway. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, Deion Sanders had some comments that targeted one person in this studio. And I'll give you a clue. It's not Andy Hart and it's not Dan Ball. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox have won two in a row in three of their last four. They begin a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox tonight at Fenway Park. It's Hunter Dobbins making his second career start against former Red Sox lefty Martin Perez. A couple of roster moves from earlier today. The Sox reinstated infielder Alex Bregman from the paternity leave list. They also recalled right-hander Hunter Dobbins for tonight's start. To answer those two moves, the Sox optioned Nick Sogard back down to AAA Worcester. They also designated right-handed pitcher Michael Fulmer for assignment. Starting lineup for this evening, it's Jaron Duran in left, Rafael Devers your DH, Alex Bregman is at third, Trevor Story at short, Romy Gonzalez at first, Rob Refsnyder is your right fielder with Christian Campbell at second, Carlos Narvaez catching, and Sadon Rafaela in center field batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10 this evening, first pitch at 7:10 p.m. Two more NBA play-in games tonight as the eighth seeds in both conferences will be decided. The Heat visit the Hawks at 7 with the winner facing the Cavaliers, and the Mavericks will visit the Grizzlies at 9:30 with the winner facing the Thunder. In NHL news, the Sabres beating the Flyers in regulation last night. After that, the Bruins now have the fifth best odds to win the 2025 NHL draft lottery. Meanwhile, the NHL regular season has concluded. The Jets are your top seed in the West and President's Trophy winner, while the Capitals are your top seed in the East. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin on Saturday. In football news, Saints three-time All-Pro right tackle Ryan Ramczyk is retiring from the NFL as announced on his Instagram last night. The Bills and cornerback Tre'Davious White reached an agreement on a one-year contract worth up to $6.8 million. And in his pre-draft press conference, Browns general manager Andrew Berry compared draft prospect Travis Hunter's skill set to that of Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses, families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming out live from Fenway Park right after.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
For this.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park, looking at the lines out on Lansdowne Street, getting ready for Red Sox, White Sox. We were talking about a sweep for the Celtics, Teddy. I'm looking for a sweep from the Red Sox. These are the White Sox in town. They're supposed to be a historically bad baseball team. You struggled with them and lost the series last week. No. I want a sweep. I want a complete sweep. We're in Boston. That's what we do these days.
Yeah. You're at home, right? I mean, we're at home, and we have a winning record at home, don't we, this year?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
plus, you got Hunter Dobbins on the mound. He was good last time in his spot start. I'm rooting for him. You got Crochet tomorrow.
Bregman's back.
There's a prop for tonight. Bregman home run or
the old
of
dad
total
strength
big.
Home run.
Absolutely, 100%.
I might have to. Look
well,
at that.
You know what? Can we just get a little run going? They won five games in a row earlier in the season.
Yeah.
So they're on a 2-game win streak. Let's keep it going. And you had a day off after a 2-game win streak. Down there in sunny Florida, so you should be feeling pretty good about yourself.
Absolutely. Before we get to Deion Sanders calling out Ted Johnson, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's start with, this is interesting. I think Ted will like this. Jake in Boston has a comparison, it seems like, between Mike Vrabel and Bill Belichick. What's up, Jake?
You know what's nice about Vrabel, boys? There's no secondary drama with this guy. You know, his wife is private on Instagram. Haven't heard a word out of his kids since he was hired. In fact, if you listen to him on Bussin' with the Boys when he went on there with his two former players, like, his libido is on par with like the average 50-year-old male, not like the other head coach who's with his 24-year-old. Let me do some reporting for you guys. Bill's fling, Jordan Hudson, as we all know, has a mentor. Her name is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who is also from New England, who is also in an age gap relationship. They are chatting on a biweekly basis on how to handle the media spotlight and the emphasis of having those relationships be so public. It's also one of those things where, you know, Bill is now a public employee. So the 20 years of being able to just hide things, it no longer exists. Like, you can FOIA their emails. It's also one of the reasons why she is not. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think he knew the rules when those emails were made public? Do you think he didn't realize it, or do you think he knew that they were getting out, or do you think he just that was something he found out the hard way?
I think he's finding it out the hard way, just how deep a FOIA request can go. And I think the other thing is like, if you go back to the timeline of the relationship, this isn't Bill, you know, dangling Jordan around. It's the other way around. In 2021, when they met, February 21, go back in time. Think about where Bill's life was. His woman, Linda, and his boss banned him from going to D.C. and getting a presidential medal, which I know hurt his ego. His ex-quarterback, who he dumped, had just won a Super Bowl. Yeah. His girlfriend was also getting into Instagram fights with sports radio listeners who were trolling her about Tom Brady. Like, this was a broken man when she walked into the seat next to him. And she has run his life ever since. And it's very funny. Bill will cut his best – Bill will cut Lawyer Malloy before week one of a regular season. But when it comes to running his life, Linda and Jordan have run his life in ways that Adam and Eve only can trump.
Thanks for the call, Jake. That was a solid call, and I didn't know that Jordan is connected to the press secretary.
I didn't know that either.
I don't know what he found. I haven't found any. He's talking to people that we don't have on the show. Right about the relationship, though. She is 27, and the guy that apparently she just married is 59.
Okay, that's close.
What's going on in USC tell you any? Does it help illuminate anything that you maybe had, I don't know, doubts about when he was here? Like in the like, don't you? There's so much drama with Bill.
Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, and there's the same way here. The impetus for drama is Bill Belichick.
Correct. I always thought that
for a guy that's block out the noise.
Super ironic. He created much of the drama when he pretended that it was a no drama situation.
Correct.
No drama
world. He was the one creating it.
But whether Jake knows what he's talking about or not, he's entertaining. He brings up things that I don't know anything about. Social media is different things. So like, appreciate you, Jake.
Jake's smarter than people realize. He's
true.
That timeline thing, I don't think he's off on that, to be honest with you.
All right, back to the phone line. Scott, New Hampshire. Scott, what are your thoughts on the NFL draft? Scott? I don't think Scott's there anymore.
A lot of
going
thoughts.
Going once, going twice. Scott is sold. Sorry, Scott. He waited for a while.
Say what he wanted to talk about?
Just NFL draft.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it's hard to figure out what he was thinking there.
Very vague. We've been talking a lot of NFL draft. Now we're going to talk about a draft prospect who is getting his number retired. Actually, two of them, but only one of them seems controversial. And Deion Sanders, the head coach at the University of Colorado. We have a buff guy in this room, and I don't mean it's his appearance. I'm talking about his
football. We have two, actually. One's out of the room right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he usually has the jersey on to prove it.
Yeah.
But we heard Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders Saturday going to have their jerseys retired.
Yep.
We reacted a little bit, and you'll get a chance here. But Deion Sanders got wind of the brushback and the blowback from this, and he had a media availability, and he addressed it.
Let's get the elephant out of the room. I don't want to talk about this too long. I'm going to just talk briefly and let it go. We're talking about Shedeur. We ain't talking about nobody else. But his last name wasn't Sanders. We wouldn't have this discussion. Only reason we were having this discussion is his last name is Sanders. Okay? That's it. It's been so many things accomplished at this university expeditiously. It's been unbelievable. And I think we should be appreciative. We should be thankful. We have a room full of wonderful people that covers us. And I don't know if you all were in this room 2-3 years ago. Very few. Okay? But, I mean, it's a new day.
So that's Deion Sanders starting to suck up to the media after he's telling them, the only reason this is a story, Ted, is the guy's last name, which I actually agree with him, but I don't think we mean the same thing when we say it. I think he's only getting his number retired
because
his last name is Sanders.
Exactly right.
And he thinks the only reason we're mad is for some reason because his last... No. You don't get... So Travis Hunt, I even think the Travis Hunter thing is a little quick. Like, to me, you kind of put this off. Usually, don't you do it at, like, a day in the fall? Like, you'd have a day like the Patriots do with Mike Vrabel, and then he takes the head coaching job shortly thereafter. So, what's your reaction to him pushing back against alumni and fans that don't like that Shedeur is getting his number
retired? What are you going to do? I mean, he's just taking over. You know, the things I hear, it's just that it's par for the course. I mean, Deion's gotten there, and it's just our athletic director, Rick George, is basically, I'm told, does whatever Deion wants. Deion gets whatever he wants. I mean, for a coach to decide, like, how was the decision made on who went into the Colorado Hall of Fame? It shouldn't be the coach.
Right.
Coaches come and go, right? I mean, should Bill Belichick decide who goes into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
No.
No, he's not the coach here anymore.
Correct.
My guess, I mean, Deion is who got his son in there ahead of a lot of – there's so many other worthy candidates that should be in the Hall of Fame. And just so people understand, I played with the Heisman Trophy winner as well, Rashawn Salaam.
Yep.
He didn't go into the Colorado Hall of Fame until soon after his death, in which he took his own life. And that was 20 years after he left Colorado. Shedeur Sanders is going in 2 days after the season's over. It's just a bad look by Colorado, bad look by our athletic director. And Deion, you know, I blame the power brokers at Colorado more than I blame Deion. They shouldn't let Deion have the power that he has. But he's, you know, so 13-2. He's made Colorado relevant again. You know, guys that are going to the Colorado Hall of Fame that have been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years.
So to put this in perspective, we think this is quick, right? Like,
yeah, oh yeah.
The Patriots intentionally put Tom Brady in months and months and months later, right? They had Tom Brady night on June 12th or whatever in the summer. Like, that was a special occasion for a guy who played for them for basically a quarter of a century, did things that had never been done on a football field before in terms of winning and success. Shedeur Sanders, believe his record, 13-12?
That's correct.
13. So he's one game above 500,
put up some nice numbers.
Yeah. Actually does hold the program record in passing touchdowns.
Well, I know.
But don't forget.
Because it's a program that didn't do what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Program they were an option.
We were
like,
running triple option. So, yeah. You know, Cordell Stewart's not going to have all the passing records.
Right.
Because the game's different. So, to point to the records, I see how people will do that, and that's the natural thing to do.
Yeah.
But that's not the most accurate. Of course, Colorado, for the majority of their success, was a triple option team.
And did he go on, I don't know, like some great college football playoff run? Did I miss that? Was I asleep? Did I sleep through that?
Not unless that was on a channel I don't have. I don't remember.
They've been a flashy, fun program with Dion bringing interest, and that's cool. And therefore, the other side of me wonders, is he utilizing this as sort of like a recruiting and marketing tool? Is this sort of
I'm sure that's part
getting
of
one last bit of juice out of Hunter and Shador, like for the next generation? Like, if you come here and succeed, we're going to take care of you. It'll be fast.
Well, there's another part of the clip, isn't there? Doesn't he also talk about all the other positive changes that he's made to the program?
He talks about, I made the food spread, the training tables better, the food's better. Even you guys said it was hot in here one day. I told them to put the air conditioning on because it's better for everybody.
And we develop Hall of Famers.
One time I said, let's turn the air conditioning on a night game, right?
So turning the air conditioning on is the same as retiring a jersey number in football.
And I did that.
I know. No, I know. But we place a premium on retiring football jersey numbers because there's 100 guys on a team. And there happens to be 100 numbers. So if you start doing willy-nilly number retirements, it gets weird. Like, we even criticize the Celtics sometimes, even though most of their guys are basically Hall of Famers that are having their numbers retired. And Cordell Stewart doesn't have his number retired. Rashan Salaam, a Heisman Trophy winner, has to wait till, and if people don't know the story, he dealt with a lot of mental health issues, depression, kind of the Heisman Trophy, if you read some of the stories, ruined his life with expectations and different things.
But the point, there was four players in the history of Colorado football.
How long is that?
I'm trying to look. 50, 60, you know, years?
Probably more than
70
that.
Years?
Yeah.
And then two guys get in it in the same year, just after 2 years of being there?
So let's go down
that's
Dion's.
That shows you how much power he yields in Boulder.
And he mentioned your guy, Rick. Who'd you say
Rick
was?
George.
Yeah, he mentioned him, and he actually praised him. He does a great job here.
Of course he did.
Is what you would do to the guy who's allowing you to do whatever you want.
A lot of my contacts there say that just Rick George is sold out to Dion.
Let's say Shador was not going in, if it was just Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
What would the reaction be? You as an alumni, would you say it's still too soon?
It's still way too soon.
Because I think that too. Now, he won the Heisman, so that puts him on a pedestal. That puts him on retired jersey worthy, in my opinion. Shador has no argument. I don't think he has a single argument to be having his number retired. I just don't think, other than my dad's the coach and my dad can do it. That's his argument.
The only thing it's like, do you wait to see how his pro career is? I mean, Rashawn's had a bad NFL career, so it shouldn't matter, right?
No,
I mean, it matters what you do in college.
Yeah.
I just, out of respect to, I don't know, the process.
Wait a minute. If the pro matters, then you got a better chance than Shador.
Yeah.
You had a 10-year career and you won three Super Bowls.
I should have said that. Your pro career should not factor in to that. So,
what was your career there like? How many tackles do you have? Have we done this?
I had a lot.
Like 150?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hold on.
I had pretty good.
You went to the Hula Bowl.
Yeah, I started all 4 years, so I'm sure I had good.
You're a 4-year starter.
I had a lot more interceptions in Colorado than I had.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you lose a step when you got to the NFL? Why were you so good in pass?
They didn't throw in my zone. this has got the alumni worked up, and I'm told that Dion could care less about the Colorado's alumni. And you know what? We were so desperate for to be relevant. We were so good for so long there, the late 80s, 90s, and then the early 2000s. And then for 20 years, we were so bad, Christian, that we've gotten to a point where a 13-2 record is like us playing for national championships again, like we did in the late 80s, early 90s.
And he did put the program back on the map. Like, Dan and I were talking about this off the air earlier, the buzz and people betting on them to win the national title or go to the playoffs. Yeah. And it was like,
year was out of control. Goodness.
Yeah, because they won the first four games of the season
right.
And then didn't win again. And then then the biggest bet laid before the season started this past year was Colorado's wins over three. I think the over-under was like three wins this year or four wins. And the most money went for over.
right.
over that. So I mean, that it's a program that is in the spotlight now.
And do you believe this is going to work with him? Like, he's losing. I mean, if you believe him, he's losing two guys that are going to get drafted in the top five. Probably not. But two, he's losing his star quarterback and a Heisman Trophy winner. Like, what's the next step in the prime experience at Colorado? Is the bottom going to fall out? Because he was only a game above 500 with two great players.
I'm not optimistic. I've been very hesitant to go all in on Deion, and part of it was because of this story right here. I don't think he truly loves Colorado. Now, he did sign a second contract.
Well, he loves money.
Right, but to me, the backbone of programs are your old players. Like, you got to connect with them. Like, they don't do that. They don't make any effort. Smart coaches really try to bring in the glory day guys to come in and be the backbone, and he's isolated a lot of those guys.
Do you get anything? Have you gotten correspondence, reach out, come visit, hang out?
One time. Yeah, no. I get stuff in the email. Yes.
But not looking for money. I mean, like, treating you like a franchise.
Want me to come back for, you know, reunions and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
One of the first thing that Deion did was he got all the guys that played at Colorado who had NFL careers.
Yep.
To come back. Cordell hosted the event. I didn't go because my son couldn't go.
Okay.
But that was, you know, I think that was that you know, guys said that was a fun event. But then, you know. And then he lost steam. Then he kind of stopped really making an effort to get guys there.
Well, then it started to seem to be about celebrities, The Rock or a rapper or some, but like it was, you guys were just the boring old guys
from
the past. We need more buzz. You know,
young players don't connect with the Ted Johnsons, the Greg Beakers, the Michael Westbrooks, the Cordell Stewarts, you know, the Christian Fouriers. They connect to The Rock.
Yeah. And he's a pretty popular guy.
I mean, hell, you got Bill Belichick has Lil Wayne, right? Going to his practice.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
You know, so, there, I mean, this is...
Got to do business as business is being done to keep up with the NIL transfer portal world. But
different world, man.
Deion Sanders says that Shedeur Sanders is only getting his jersey retired because of his last name. We all agree with you, Deion, but not the way you think we do. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends as we bring an end to a show here at Fenway Park.
I think the training table, I think the food is better. Nobody said no.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
But then.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
It's time now for Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons. Odds and Ends is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations to boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today 877 Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Christian Arkan's here because he's going to do a abbreviated best 8 minutes of your life Christian Arkan show.
Yes. And then what I promise my wife every once every month, too. Yes.
You come up short there, too.
I
huh?
certainly do.
But
about 7 minutes.
I need to get you on the record. So we've all been talking about Jeremy Swayman and how he doesn't really do a good job between the pipes, doesn't mm-hmm. really do a good job behind the microphone. Are you willing, my friend, to admit that I was right all along about Jeremy Swayman and what he is?
I will admit that he... Okay, so that's two different questions, because what we were arguing about was if he should get that contract or not, and I still contend that once you traded away your leverage, then you had no reason to try and get tough with Jeremy Swayman. Now, has he lived up to the contract? Of course not. Definitely not. But he's got 7 more years, and I don't know. I'm not the one who's going to defend. I was killing him last night, so I'm not going to defend him today.
You have to kill him. I mean, I was basically... The root of my argument was he's not as good as he thinks he is, and he's kind of a dink. And I think we've found out...
So far, both of those things look true.
Thank you!
I'll agree with you.
Ted Johnson, that's a victory lap.
Attaboy.
You've taught me you take
one year,
those.
1 year.
Yeah.
Well, 1 year.
One really bad year.
Yeah. I mean, yes, he was the 42nd goaltender in a 32-team league, but, you know, a lot of time on that contract left.
Yikes. But he had an awesome season. He did say he had an awesome season. It was a lot of fun playing 58 games for him. Not
a lot
really.
Of credit to the trainers.
Yeah,
for
yeah. Yeah. I kind of wish the trainers hadn't been able to get him on the ice quite so often, because the season might have gone a little bit better. But what do you got tonight for this this Red Sox series? We're getting a little Homer Horn-y, if you could say it, on the WEEI Afternoons.
I think you just did say it.
We're
so.
Predicting a sweep for the Celtics, and I'm predicting a sweep for the Red Sox here starting okay. tonight at Fenway Park. Am I putting too much stock in Hunter Dobbins, who I thought looked pretty good in his first spot start?
In his first ever start, yeah. ever in his life. So, I mean, yeah, he was good in that start. He had, what, 15 runs in support there?
That's
so,
okay.
I mean, you can throw a little easier when that's going on. The offense hasn't been the same since that series against St. Louis, so I'd like to see them bust out a little bit. I will say this. There is a strong wind blowing out tonight.
Oh,
so
it
could
a
be a home run friendly wind tonight. And by the way,
that's not how you described it on Twitter.
No, I said it was dong friendly.
That's right.
It's very true. So I'm out there. I'm watching batting practice, right? And there's this guy up in the top left, and he's got the biggest glove you've ever seen. His glove looks like a large pizza. And someone hit a ball right to him, and it landed in his glove, and he dropped it. I've never seen anything like it before. It was the biggest glove I've
was
ever seen.
Is it a real
like,
glove?
Comically oversized
glove. He's a Casas fan.
Cool. I was going to say.
Could be, yeah.
Oh. No, I was going to say that.
It may have been Tristan Casas.
That's who it was.
He's not playing tonight, so he might as well hang out in the stands.
I mean, how's that happen? I mean, you throw the ball to Tristan Casas sometimes, it just falls out of his glove.
If you go back to one of those early games where Story made a great play up the middle, spun around, threw to first, and literally started to celebrate and then looked over like, wait, why is that ball on the ground?
He didn't squeeze the glove. Squeeze the glove.
I threw it right to you, and he was like, he rolled his eyes. Like, you could see him literally roll his eyes.
You have to.
That's a bit of a problem for this baseball team. I mean, they have a bunch of things we can talk about, but
sure.
If Craig Breslow really believes this guy is good and really believes this guy can be a 40-120 kind of player, I mean, yeah, that face you're making right now is accurate.
Not getting it this year, I don't think.
In 3 years.
Maybe. Right now, they're 10-10. They've won 3 series. They've lost 3 series. New season tonight. That's how I think they should look at it.
Against
it's
a
new
bad
season.
Team.
And this is you get the White Sox. This is a team that you have an extra incentive to go out and beat because they embarrassed you last week. They are the worst team. After they beat the Red Sox, they got swept by the A's. So it's not like they're hot right now or anything. After that series, they went and got their ass kicked like they do every other time they play anyone. So now you just got to keep that going. And I think the Red Sox... Bregman's back. He's at the new dad strength.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot going for him tonight.
Home run. You taking an anytime home run from him?
I got that. I got a couple of RBI plays.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
All
I got a couple of Bregman plays.
You're riding
tonight.
The Bregman family train there?
You can. pause. but we can, yeah, you'll hear more about that in the lock of the night.
Oh, I love those. The lock of the nights, they haven't always been locked.
They have not been.
But they've been at night. So
I hit my last one, though. Hit my last one.
Okay. And that's
just like the Red Sox. Back on new season tonight.
Before we let you go to talk baseball, though, the Celtics, are you feeling as giddy as we are about walk right through the Magic, walk right through the Knicks or the Pistons, and then you're in the Cavs series, and we'll see what happens?
I think, yes, I largely agree, but I do think Orlando is a scrappy team, and they got some bleep kickers on that, too. Like, Banchero's a guy who'll go out there and foul you pretty hard. So they need to stay away from that type of thing. They need to stay away from getting down in the mud with Wagner and those guys. They got instigators on that team. So that's one thing they need to try and avoid. But I don't think they're in any danger of losing the series now. They're going to moonwalk to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Ooh, moonwalk.
That's what I think.
That's like the guy Ted saw do a marathon backwards. Moonwalked a marathon. And I did want to ask you, as the Boston guy, so I talked about the marathon a little bit earlier. I'm assuming you went to the marathon as a kid?
Yes. Never ran it. If you can believe that.
But, you run it?
No, I can't.
You should. Dan's doing it next year.
Good for Dan. I'm not doing it.
According to Andy and Ted, Dan is running it next year.
I don't even like running to chase my son around the playground. It's not for me anymore. My running days are over. But I love the marathon, and it's a great time. And hopefully it's going to be good weather on Monday, right?
I think we have a good day. I mean, Saturday.
Today was supposed to be a good day, and it's getting kind of drizzly out there.
I noticed it's getting a little darker, and it looks like there could be some drizzle in the air. No, it was sunny when we arrived. It was beautiful. Tomorrow is supposed to be absolutely beautiful, 80-plus degrees, Garrett Crochet on the mound.
I'm going out to Lexington for the reenactment tomorrow.
Are you really?
Yeah. What's her face? Debbie Downer's going to be there.
Rachel
Dratch.
Yeah.
Lexington native, so she's going to be there for everything.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. I mean, not to brag.
You are a man about town, though.
I'll be out there.
250-year anniversary of the American Revolution this week.
Damn right. All Americans should be there.
That's right. Did you have more to offer, Stiz? Was there more to? Are you just noting the date on the calendar?
It's a big weekend in Boston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stiz, you're going to be there?
Maybe the biggest weekend in the history of Lexington, other than the Revolution.
The Lexington reenactment.
Got to be right up
time.
There.
Yeah. Talk to him again in another 250 years for the 500-year celebration.
I tell you what, that's the town I can live in.
Lexington?
I could live in Lexington all day.
You get bored out there, man.
You know, but you have a gorgeous property and a all the houses and properties in Lexington are ridiculous.
You could be a Revolutionary War reenactor. Imagine Ted in like the old uniform charging out there.
I'd be running.
I'd run like hell.
Yeah.
Him with a bayonet coming down, bearing down on you. He doesn't even have to catch you. He's just going to stab you at the end of the rifle. Yep. Nope. I'm out. All right. That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. Stick around for Christian Arcan, the best 8 minutes of your life, the Christian Arcan show, and then the Masters.
Ladies.
Pre-game show. And then it's Red Sox, White Sox, first game of what we hope is going to be a fun, beautiful weekend sweep. We'll be back with you on Monday, Marathon Monday. Red Sox play early. We'll be on 2-ish to 6 p.m. And we get ready for our trip to Green Bay. I can't wait to travel with Ted Johnson. No, not sure how this is going to go, but we'll have many tales next week. Good weekend, everybody. See ya.
Bread, pasta, pizza.
Yeah, I'm interested.